You know, what you just said, I think is more in practicing, recognize the laying, you know, of non-suffering, you know, getting to that in the heart. It's the stopping and non-suffering within myself.
More and more, and then
you know, I just find, okay, here's what's going on, something's happening in my mind, it's discontentment is going on, and just, it's actually just, to me, what's beautiful about this practice, what do I need to read, maybe take in the sutras and then sit, and find that place where it's like, I'm creating all this, which is really non-kindness towards myself, non-loving towards myself. And the more that seems to get cultivated, there's, you know, noticing and forgiving one myself and letting go and the forgiveness of the world and others and, you know, what's happening in situations that can feel difficult now and then. And it's just, it's that coming back to the heart. Back to the heart, really sinking in more and more.
Yeah, and it just that you realize it just keeps coming back. Okay, dukkha and cessation of dukkha, sort of the and of course the, on a that sort of cast in an apophatic way, but then in its on its positive kind of application of, yeah, how do I cultivate these streams of punya, of goodness, that lead to happiness. You make, because we're making choices all the time anyway. We may as well choose to be happy. You know?